Welcome to Hammer Down! More specifically, Picks Friday! More specifically, Final Four!
What?
Come on!
Everyone's sports back.
Come on! Let's go!
Let's
go!
I am Tone Diggs.
I'm done for the show.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder. What?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sayo. How are we?
All is well, my friend.
All is well. Joining us again, the man on the mics.
Papa.
Huh?
Papa Bruce.
Fucking.
Horseshoe up his ass, Bruce.
Fucking Papa Bruce.
What's going on?
How are you today, Paul?
I'm doing well, man. You know, it's always a good day when you're 4-0 the night before in the NBA and NIT.
This guy.
No, but really, I'm chilling, man.
Tell you what, the back room's definitely saying some things today.
Oh, yeah.
Mitt, how are you?
Oh, damn, I turned my microphone off, actually. I'm doing really good. 4-2 last night in the NBA. We got LeBron back tonight. We got AD back tonight.
Are they definitely back tonight?
I mean, they're like probable, so I'm really hoping that they play.
Okay.
Hold on. Are they playing or not?
They are probable. It
both
has been
of them?
Told. Yeah.
They're both game time decisions. So
this line opened at +2 last night?
Yes. Yeah. Still at. It's at +1.
+1 for who?
For the Lakers.
So open +2 Pelicans last night.
Oh. People are, I've seen that people are putting a lot of money on the Pelicans. Also,
what did you say right before we went on?
That don't put that on this show.
You and I did not say this.
Say it, Mitt.
I mean, it just seems like it's an easy night in the NBA.
Hell yeah. hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Kiss of death right there. Fucking kiss of
fucking
death.
Horseshoe
right
Bruce.
There.
Horseshoe Bruce. Right
Jesus Christ.
Him.
Speaking of.
Bruce has got some fucking juju coming his way pretty soon.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Why? Why?
You know why.
Why,
you
dude?
You know what you did.
You
why,
two,
dude?
You two in the back are fucking reckless.
What do you mean, dude?
You're fucking both young and dumb.
You want to know what Bruce did last night?
What? I do.
Let's go fucking underneath the hood here.
Okay.
We were walking, fucking Nets were up a fair bit at the end.
Yeah, buddy.
We're on a nice FaceTime just chatting. Mm-hmm. He said, congratulations. And as soon as he said, I said, you fuck.
Well, I can't blame him because he used that to win his own bet.
Yeah.
If he wasn't involved in the game.
All is fair in love and war, and that was a game of the month, so, you know.
Okay.
I mean, the Nets and the Clippers, fuck right off.
Yeah, let's go through last night. Can we just...
Thank you, Pistons!
The Detroit Pistons, and just an incredible run in March. Just thank you to the Detroit Pistons. Team ride.
Did Harden and Embiid play last night?
Yes, they did.
They did. It's funny, huh?
It's weird.
They still Kobe and Shaq, or are we good on that?
No, yeah. I think that cooled off. Okay. I don't know.
Embiid's still been playing really well.
That was like two games. After two games, they were Kobe and Shaq. That was sweet. I mean, that was a good time. That was cool. The Nets, I don't think this is... the Nets need Ben Simmons if they're going to win a
big
series
time.
Like that.
They do.
Because the Bucks are dogs.
The Bucks are
and
dogs.
And they start playing D. And if they're like KD, that shot to win in regulation, like just ISO like that, that was gross.
It wasn't great. Bucks are dogs. The Celts are kind of dogs. There's some dogs in the East.
Yeah, the playoffs are going to be awesome.
It's going to be.
I'm at this point, I want to see Simmons play as well.
Exactly.
Like, I want to see Ben Simmons play on a basketball court.
Oh, yeah.
Shams did report that
fucking
they're
going to
start ramping him up.
Fucking Shams.
Shamsies?
Atlanta blew out Cleveland. Cleveland's dead.
Yeah, Cleveland is dead. Chicago, I was wrong about. But
that was a. That was a complete melt by the Clippers.
Yep.
Well, yeah. And also, DeRozan kind of just decided to not miss in the fourth quarter or overtime.
Well, he also could have hit that free throw to win by one, and the Clippers would have covered.
Yeah,
could have
fucking
middled that bitch. Paul George not playing in overtime was sweet, too.
Rat little rat.
Yeah, what the that didn't make any fucking sense.
They put him on
he's on like a legit ticker. Like, they actually have him on.
I was honestly, I was very surprised he played at all last night. I thought
I agree. But, and then Utah blew out the Lakers.
Thanks.
What did that finish at?
No surprise there. 122-109.
Oh.
Who covered?
Oh, we scored 109.
Who covered?
Lakers covered, didn't they?
Yeah, by a half point.
Let's go!
Hey.
I didn't even bet on them.
So what are you celebrating then?
I don't know. I'm kind of celebrating. I really just, I'm happy LeBron and AD are playing tonight. Let's go! I could be a Lakers
fan. Know if they are playing.
They are playing, Tony. I mean, can we?
Has it officially been
happening? LeBron left the road trip a week ago.
Has it officially happened?
This is a thing. They are trying to gear up for basically a playoff push to get into the damn playoffs and then to go on a run, which obviously can't happen if you don't have LeBron and AD both fully healthy. So I am worried that they're rushing one of them back, probably LeBron. AD's been nursing an ankle and then playing in fucking low tops, so he's probably fine. But I'm worried LeBron's going to come back and kind of re-injure his groin again or I mean, break that ankle again, or I don't know, man. I'm scared.
I mean, LeBron's, I think LeBron's playing tonight because he tweeted today that he was out for the season. So you don't tweet that you're out for the season if you're out tonight.
Yep. April Fool's, here's 40 points.
Correct.
Oh, that's a. I mean, that's not a matter.
And all fucking Davis needs to do is eat as many edibles as he did last.
Oh man,
and, he'll be feeling just fine until after the game, at least. That guy was on the moon.
Yep.
The pictures and videos of those
dead.
Two.
I was dead.
Last night on the ice, the Bees 8-1 over Jersey. So good for us on that one. Asterisk bet. The peg fell to Toronto. Thanks on that one, Bruce.
Yeah, I put it on my tab.
I was going to take the fucking Leafs, too.
Why worry about a back-to-back?
I was
going to
take
know.
The Leafs, too.
No, I was, you know, but I wanted to see you live a little, that's all.
Florida 4-0.
Florida
4-0. Isles 5-2 over the Jackets. Caniacs 4-0 over Montreal. Pens went in and fucking dug one out in Minnesota, boys.
Yeah.
Fucking
big time.
Bruce.
I had a $1,000 parlay lose last leg on the Wild. That's what you get.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, you're talking about me with a horseshoe up my
served.
Ass.
Justice
yeah.
have already been
yeah,
served.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I just take my justice.
Colorado came home with the puck line there. Kings over the Flames. And then Texas hockey had to fucking go to OT. What are we doing?
There's a good chance Texas hockey doesn't win a game in regulation again. this team is a fucking sweat every game.
Every fucking
night. It was 25 shots to 10 at the end of the second. They're up. They're tied 1-1. Every game is an absolute sweat. It's a fucking nightmare.
Shout out to Xavier. What the fuck was that?
What's this guy fucking laughing about?
What was that?
I mean, you guys were giving me shit for not betting that game.
Uh-huh.
Look at you now.
We're congratulating the fucking NIT champion.
Yeah, dude.
What just happened?
It's a big win for the program.
What the these fuck? Kids.
Jesus it's a big Christ. Win it's for the
great run. Game.
Yeah, it was.
Great game.
Banger.
So, Texas A&M just can't guard a big guy.
I mean, well, that guy kind of just hucked it at the backboard.
That guy's
fucking...
between him and Drummond, I don't know how those backboards survived. Has Drummond ever shot a free throw in his life?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
He
ever
threw it so hard in that baggy fucking T-shirt. Like, what is that?
So he's been south for a while now.
I have watched that fucker fuck up about so Jesus many teams for LeBron. Him. No,
who's
so many games
guy?
For LeBron. He has just stink right off the backboard. All he does is get rebounds and then tries to play offense. I hate Andre Drummond. I'm never betting
what an
on the
asshole for
Nets
getting
again.
Rebounds and trying to play offense.
Well, he can't play offense. Don't. Don't try. Pass.
Give the ball to fucking Speedy Claxton, dude. Who pass. Are these guys on the Nets, dude?
The back half of their roster is the worst in the NBA.
Oh, worst in the NBA?
That's crazy town. Oh,
they fucking stink, dude.
Oh,
what do you mean?
God.
Who? Bruce Brown?
Bruce Brown is the third best player on that team.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons ain't playing right now. Bruce Brown, definitely the third best player on that team. I'll say that one with confidence.
All right, let's move on to a championship tonight.
Are you going to address?
What did I miss?
The Hope Solo thing, or are we just going to?
No. Lawyer said it's not as bad as it sounds.
Oh,
so we'll just move.
Wait, what happened?
We did get the draw, though.
Yeah.
U.S., England.
It's a good draw.
Who's Canada got? Croatia and
Morocco and Belgium.
Belgique? How do you feel about it?
Could be worse.
I feel pretty good about the U.S. draw.
Croatia, an aging Croatia team being the second best team in your group is not terrible.
No.
No, and if you're U.S., I don't think Iran shouldn't scare you. But
I worry about that playoff team.
Well, yeah.
I mean, worry about Wales or Ukraine.
Ukraine's always good.
They got some young guns. Oh, good one, Bruce.
I mean,
yeah, they have some.
They got some young guns.
Players.
They have some young guns.
Ukraine's always fucking represent well in the tourney.
Yeah,
would love to see Scotland get it.
Scotland is also. I mean, they fucked us on that in the World Cup. They fucked us first half bet. Like,
to your point, those three teams
are favored
over the U.S. Yeah. to at least win the group.
Yeah,
That'll be a fun time.
It doesn't feel like there's a real group of death, though, which is good.
People are calling the Spain, Germany, Poland, I believe. Is that group? Mm. No. That's not it. It's Argentina, Poland, Mexico is one for sure.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Spain, Germany, and I can't remember who else is in that group. But that's the one I'm seeing. But no, I don't think there's a true.
Like a true.
No. Not like there has been in the past.
Bangers top to bottom.
Gumpy, this might be a very noob question, but can you bet on a team to advance? Not really.
Yeah. Okay. They're actually, FanDuel's got them all up right now. There's some good. Like, you can get US to advance at +170.
Love it.
I love that. I love that.
What's Canada to go through?
+330.
Let's go.
Favorites for the World Cup: Brazil +$5, France +550, England +650.
I don't understand I will never understand the fascination with Brazil being the number one team in every World Cup, no matter what. I understand they've done in the past, but in tournaments like this, at this point, like, Brazil's not winning the World Cup.
Okay.
That's cold, hard facts, my friend. It ain't happening.
Okay.
I always put a flyer on Germany. They always show up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, France is France. They're fucking stacked.
France is France. That'll be exciting, though. Thanksgiving week kicks off.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Group A is absolute fucking bollocks.
Well, we knew the one with the group with Qatar was going to be
Netherlands, but no problem.
Ecuador, Senegal, Netherlands, Qatar.
Yeah. I mean,
so who's the second favorite? Senegal?
Yeah.
Netherlands has got to be the favorite, right?
But it's like, who's the second to go through? Senegal?
Senegal, yeah.
Qatar's not terrible, though, right? If I remember correctly.
Didn't they get dog walked in the. They played in the. Remember, they randomly played in the Gold Cup?
I could be wrong. Oh, yeah. But they didn't get dog walked. That's what I was saying.
Really?
I could be wrong. I could be completely fucking wrong. I'm looking for the groups. I see World Cup. I see the Golden Boot. I don't see the groups.
Spain, Germany, Japan, New Zealand, Costa Rica, France.
I know fucking Nigel was putting out the odds earlier.
Yeah, I don't see a group of death here, my friend.
No, me either. Group E, Group G, Group D, C, B, A. Netherlands. -148, Senegal +400, Ecuador +400, Qatar is +900.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to do the championship game tonight?
Are we fucking? Is it on or what?
What do you mean? Is it on?
Like, we didn't.
6 o'clock tonight.
The bus.
Fucking push it.
Fresno at Coastal.
Yeah, the bus has arrived.
What are we talking about?
Longest road trip of the season. For the Fresno State Bulldogs.
How are you feeling about this one?
I don't love it. Same as last night.
I mean, I've hated college basketball for the last 3 weeks. Yeah. So
I don't love anything tomorrow either, but here we are. We're fucking finish this thing off.
Here we are. Coastal, I like the matchup on defense. Fresno, kind of like the matchup on defense there as well. Fresno slows it down. What's the total on this game? 126. Fuck no. You know what? Give me Coastal plus the 3. Don't bet that though. Don't talk about it because you know it's a game on tonight. Don't fucking bet that.
You're not betting it.
What time is that game on?
Six
piece
dinner.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to definitely take. What'd you say the over was? 127.
126 and a half.
Oh, it's a championship game. This game screams over. 127. That is the lowest number I've heard on a basketball game all fucking season. Let's go. Over 126 and a half.
I can tell you that is not the lowest that has been out there for the season, but it is a lower total. Pal? What are you looking at here? What are we doing?
I don't know. It's the same as fucking last night, dude. I took the favorite last night. It didn't fucking work. Home game, Coastal. Yeah, give me plus 3. Fuck it.
Why not, dude?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
This weekend, tomorrow, more specifically, Villanova, Kansas, Duke, UNC. The lines are 4 on each of them. I haven't changed all week. I'm going Kansas and North Carolina.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Okay. You're going Kansas and North Carolina. Total's 133 for Villanova and Kansas. 151 for North Carolina and Duke. There will be a boost. Both teams to score 68 points. That will be going up, so make sure you check that out on FanDuel. But right now I'm going Kansas and North Carolina.
There you go.
You doing anything, Bruce?
I think I'm going Villanova and Carolina, but much heavier Carolina than my Villanova.
Okay.
I just don't really feel like
a couple more units on North Carolina than
Nova. A few more.
4
on
feels
North
like
Carolina
so much in this Kansas Villanova.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I don't know why I can't get it through my skull. I refuse to believe that Villanova is this good.
And they just lost Justin Moore.
Yeah, but they still.
I'm
gonna
go
down.
Keep it tight.
I'm gonna go down betting against the fucking same teams.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I'm just switching it up.
One favorite, one dog.
Mitt, are you doing anything on those? You don't care about them.
I have a bunch of futures lined up for Duke and Kansas to play in the championship.
Oh yeah.
So
since October,
if that does not happen, then I lose basically.
Okay, you can hedge them or no.
No, I will not hedge those.
Okay. All
right.
I've never really hedged. I've never been a hedge guy.
Why would you?
Well, no. I felt good about the bet in the first place. That's why I bet it.
Man. Tell you what I was really hoping for last night. I was hoping for KD to hit a 2 there at the end and Nets to win by 1.
Oh, yeah, it was right there.
I wanted that real bad. Trust me. Trust me, I wanted that one more than you can imagine.
Right.
It was still a nice illustration of the lesson, though.
Yeah, it was, but
jeez.
We'll see. All right, so that's where we're going there. Let's head to the association for tonight.
Here we go.
Did he just say yes?
Yeah, yes.
Yes. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 games tonight in the association. A lot of these I'm not even going to think about touching because of the spread, starting with Toronto and Orlando. The spread is 11.5, somewhere around there. So I got nothing on that one. Anyone?
Hard pass.
Okay. It's at 11. Total's 217. No thank you on – I don't feel like dealing with that. Those type of spreads there. Dallas is -8 going into Washington. Total's 217. Anyone doing anything here?
I hate betting on both of these teams.
Okay.
So I'm staying away.
Porzingis is on.
Oh, Porzingis revenge game.
Yeah, I think it's a Porzingis revenge spot.
If he's playing, let me see.
I think he's playing.
I'll scan.
I couldn't miss this for
the world. He is playing, yes.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Little renaissance.
You're taking Porzingis fucking revenge game?
Yeah, I'll do it.
What did you just fist pump?
Fucking Union Berlin, baby.
It's always fucking Union Berlin. Let's go.
Come on.
Obviously, Mavs are the better team here.
Yeah, but that's why they made the spread. So let's play some basketball.
Well, yeah, I'm not touching it.
Plus eight.
Celts are 15-point favorites against the Pacers.
See, I have a hilarious stat on this, actually. I was looking into this game, and I was trying to figure out why the hell it was so big.
Because Boston's good and Pacers are bad.
Well, obviously, yes. There are 55% of the bets on the Pacers plus 15.
Mm-hmm.
There is fucking 5% of the money on that. There is 95% of the money on Boston Celtics minus 15. I'm also going to lay Boston Celtics minus 15. They've been a hot hand for me. Betting against the Pacers has also been a hot hand. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the crazy person that lays minus 15 Boston Celtics.
Okay. Kyle, you doing anything?
15?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'd probably fucking be in the dirt before I lay 15 points. I hate the big spreads are not
me
for
too.
Me.
I don't friend. Even fucking I see it. I don't even look past no. it.
The Pacers' entire starting lineup's out.
I don't care.
They
they're
don't
fielding,
have a,
they're
have,
fielding one of the worst.
They haven't had a starting lineup all year. Dude.
That's what I've
True.
Team I haven't checked their roster in a while. That's like the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Now let me say this: when the Pacers are getting blown out and you have a great cash out option, take that cash out option, because I did not when they played the Nuggets, and I really wish I would have.
Yeah, but you liked the bet when you
yeah,
made
but
it.
I,
yeah, you liked the bet when you made it, dude.
Ride it up.
Yeah.
That's actually a great point. Don't take that cash out option.
Yeah, no hedge, cash out.
No hedge. Let me see here. Kings and Rockets. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Right?
Get me out of this.
Right?
Yeah. Probably lean to just take the points. I don't really even know what the spread is, but just blanket advice.
That's a game where you just...
Yeah, you just take the points. And
I mean, I kind of want to take the under of 234 here just because I don't know who's going to score all these points, but then at the same time, no one's going to play defense. These teams are two of the absolute worst teams in the league. God, this game stinks, dude.
Stinks. It's don't even fucking think about taking it. Here's one. Phoenix goes into Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis is 7.5 point dogs.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at their lineup,
Ja Morant is out.
Yeah, he's been out.
But
Steven Adams is game time.
The Memphis Grizzlies without Ja Morant, it does not matter. They are getting points at home here, Tony. Keep it simple and take them.
You're on Memphis?
I'm on Memphis plus 7.5.
I also am on Memphis plus 7.5.
Hell yeah.
Half. I mean, yes, Phoenix is incredible. Memphis is without Ja. Who knows, Steven Adams, blah, blah, blah. But if you're going to give me Memphis plus the 7.5 at home, I'm going to take it. Bruce, you were giving me a look.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of looking at this one with the Clippers-Bucks game and kind of think that this is the canary in the coal mine and that the other plus 7 is where I want to be. And if I could get the Suns at 6.5, I would take it.
The hell did you just say to me?
Did
you say Clippers and Bucks were also 7.5?
Yeah, aren't they?
No, it's 3.5.
That's down to 3.5?
Uh-huh.
That was opened at 7, though, right? Jeez.
It opened at 8.5. Holy shit.
It's down to 3.5?
Uh-huh.
Damn, fuck that. Take the Bucks.
Market's way ahead of me. Shit. Well, give me the Clippers and
Giannis
the Suns.
Giannis is out.
Oh.
Oh, that's why.
All right.
Drew Holiday's out.
Yeah.
I retract my statement. Do not give me the Bucks.
Middleton is out.
Jeez. So they're just tanking. You can put the Clippers in.
Lopez is out.
What's going on?
Paul George is also out. So maybe just stay away from that one.
No. Give me Reggie Jackson's playing, huh?
All right, let me make sure. Reggie Jackson is out.
What is going on? So the, all right.
Both these teams played an overtime game last night.
Yeah, yeah. But they're game. Just yeah, they're just all right.
These are a bunch of two-way. Oh, these are a bunch of two-way guys.
Well, not for. No, but not in the starting lineup, though. No. So yeah, I'm gonna stay away from that one. But I am gonna take Memphis plus the 7.5. Okay, so OKC's 5-point dogs at home against the Detroit Pistons, who, as we know what they accomplished in March, I almost took OKC because it's April and they're 5-point dogs at home. I couldn't pull a trigger, though. You doing anything here, Paul?
No, thank you.
Anyone in the back here on this one?
Yeah, I took OKC here. I just kind of think it's April now. Detroit's playing another game. OKC, I don't know why I took it. I just kind of thought fate had me taking the Pistons. Now it's April, so take OKC.
Yeah, I almost did, but I didn't. Portland's 15-point dogs at San Antonio, not touching it. Denver's 2.5-point favorites against Minnesota. You like that one, Paul?
Yeah, I'm on Nuggets money line. I think that's too short.
Yeah.
I'm not that big on the T-Wolves. I love the Nuggets right now.
Okay. Anyone else?
I want to take the Nuggets right now. Yeah, I'm going to take them. -2.5, that's too short. The T-Wolves have been – they've lost their last two ATS. Denver, it's been doing pretty good. Let's ride the Nuggets at home.
Okay. And then the last – go ahead. You got something to say? Were you going to say something?
Yeah, I like the Nuggets as well.
Okay. And then the last game of the night, Pelicans-Lakers. Pelicans are -1. LeBron, AD, both game-time decisions. I feel like LeBron's going to play if you put out that tweet. I don't care either way. You think if they play, they're going to play 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Give me the Pelicans money line.
Bold fucking move, man. Bold fucking move.
Are you on the...
I'm on the Lakers money line.
Why is it a bold move?
I mean, LeBron's coming back, dude. AD's coming back. What do you mean?
You are on quite a roll, my friend. Bruce, you?
No, I got nothing there, honestly.
This does actually seem like the biggest sucker bet of the year to take. Obviously, right when LeBron and AD come back, the Lakers spreads go from plus 15 to plus 1. So take my bet with a grain of salt, and Tony's is probably the right one.
Well, no. You can't do what you just did there. No way. All right, so I'm on the plus 7.5 for Memphis and Pelicans money line. You, pal?
Just Nuggets money line.
Okay. Bruce?
Just the Nuggets money line as well, I think.
Okay.
I think I had another one.
Mitt, do you remember yours?
Yeah, I got a lot of picks, actually. Volume shooter tonight. Boston, -15. Oklahoma City, +5. Memphis, +7.5. Denver, -2. And then the L.A. Lakers at the plus money line.
Okay. Let's go to the ice. Pal, you have anything for the ice?
I have one tonight, my friend.
I have, let's see here. I have two for the ice tonight. Let's just fucking get to them. I don't think, let me see how many there are tonight. 2, 4, 6, 7 games tonight. First one is Nashville, Buffalo. You doing anything there?
No, thank you.
No. I'm good there too. Tampa is $3.50 favorites against Chicago. No, thank you. The Rangers are $1.75 favorite against the Isles. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to take the Rangers 60 minutes.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Islanders back-to-back. I think the Rangers will pull this one out.
Yep. I agree. You on that one, too?
Yes. Backup Tendy for the Islanders as well.
Okay.
Corey Schneider.
Detroit is hosting Ottawa. Anybody want anything there?
No, thanks.
I didn't think so. Coyles. In a game of pretty decent game here, they're $1.50 favorites hosting the Blues. I didn't want to take anything there.
I think Mike Smith is in net for the Oilers, which concerns me.
Okay. So staying away?
Yeah.
Vegas, -150 going into Seattle.
Who's in net?
Vegas has won three in a row.
Yeah, that Logan Thompson's in net. 6-4. Vegas is
there, it's
going
up to
right
164.
Now.
I'm gonna take. I got the 60-minute line 105 on Vegas. Seattle. I mean, fucking Kraken stink. So I'm gonna take Vegas there. You gonna stay away from him?
Yeah, I'm good.
And the last one, you went Coyotes and Ducks?
No, thank you.
All right, so that one I got Vegas 60-minute and Rangers 60-minute.
Just Rangers 60-minute, please.
Bruce, you're on the rags as well.
Yeah, I'll trail you with the Vegas too.
Okay, sounds good.
Hop on there. See you there.
Footy.
Yes, sir. Where are we at here? Saturday, Bundesliga, draw no bet at Arminia. Arminia's lost four straight. Stuttgart haven't lost in three.
Okay.
Dortmund, draw no bet at home versus Leipzig. Both playing well. I just like Dortmund as the home team here. EPL, I like Leeds, draw no bet versus Southampton. Leeds got a new coach. They've won two straight. Southampton's lost three straight. Bit of a risk here. Aston Villa, draw no bet at Wolverhampton. Villa's lost two straight. I think they bounce back here. They've been playing well under Gerrard.
Okay.
La Liga, Villarreal, money line at Levante. Levante dead last, won three all year. Real Madrid, money line at Celta Vigo. Real's won 5 of 6. Vigo's got 1 win in 6. And then Ligue 1, Marseille, money line at Saint-Étienne. Marseille's won 2 straight. Saint-Étienne's in 18th.
Okay. How do you feel about coming off of the international break?
I don't know. And then Sunday, I got a bunch. I'll tweet them out.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I'll just let them eat right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
No reasoning written on these, but Ligue 1, I like Lens double chance. Nantes, draw no bet. Reims, double chance. EPL, I like West Ham money line over Everton. To La Liga, I like Real Betis over Osasuna. Valencia money line over Cadiz. Rayo Vallecano, draw no bet at Granada. Bundesliga, I like Wolfsburg, draw no bet at Augsburg. Mönchengladbach at home versus Mainz, draw no bet. And Serie A, I like Roma, money line at Sampdoria. And Inter Milan, draw no bet at Juventus. That is a big, big game.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
It's good to have it back.
Thank God.
It's good to have footy back. All right, we did it. College basketball, NBA, footy, on the ice.
Little Valero, if you want it.
You got a live Valero bet?
No, just a general update. Kevin Chappell is 8 under.
Okay.
Maverick McNeely is 2 under, just getting started today. He's still 41-1.
Still if believe you wanna,
it? Yeah, I still believe in it. I think he'll be a big mover on Saturday. And then the leaderboard's starting to thin a bit, so I will start looking closely at Matt Kuchar live. Right now he's 16-1. Good. As the leaderboard thins, if he keeps hanging towards the top, he might be the last man standing down in San Antonio.
Okay, feels good. All right, can't thank you guys enough. Big weekend, so good luck, you know. May the victors be spoils for you.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We'll be back Monday to recap everything. Go over. Oh, we got baseball starting next week.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
So we're good. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.